Wairoa has been hit by flooding again recently, and the Wairoa Pātaka is urgently seeking donations of items. With us this morning, Jordan Winiata. Tēnā koe, Jordan, ko Dale tēnei. Thanks so much for joining us on Pākehiwaha.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ōtira, tēnā koe.
Kia ora. The hardships for the people of Wairoa sit uncomfortably with all of us from outside the Rohe Ehoa, and bearing in mind the double whammy that the proud township has endured in the past year, we know that there are many who are suffering severe difficulties. So let's start by describing, please, Jordan, your role with the Wairoa Pātaka, what it is, what you do.
So the Wairoa Pātaka is that that immediate, urgent receiver to get welfare out to our directly affected and displaced whānau that have been hugely impacted from the recent flood events in Wairoa. Starting off with food and water, getting out, obviously, lots of homes, nearly 80 to 100 homes lost everything. And so it's starting from the cupboard in the fridge all the way up to these households having to refurnish their homes, having to recarpet them, have lots of housing work done, and lots of talk about their properties as well being cleaned up. So that's where the focus has been, Dale, for the last couple of weeks, as everyone's just been assessing how much damage has been done, doing all the cleanup that they can do, and then moving to that next phase, which is to rebuild resilience and actually take those steps in terms of rebuilding and what it will take to do that.
Wairoa full of very proud people, Jordan, and not necessarily those who would hold their hands out, but even so, you can identify those most in need. We're not talking about op shop gears here, are we? Because people have to rebuild their lives. What are the most urgent needs to help the Pātaka with its work?
The most urgent needs now we're starting to come are coming through. I mean, in these types of events, you're always going to have new needs come on the rise, but mainly people are whānau homes are reaching out now for those immediate essential household running needs. So they're looking for just those finalised things, those industrial things to dry out their homes, looking for bedding, they're looking for linen, they're looking for appliances. That chain of goods is what's coming through. And I just want to say many would have not actually put a thought to some of these things as well. So there's an effort from iwi, there's an effort from community organisations and from civil defence themselves to continue to create channels for those homes to reach out so we can get a better understanding on the needs. But we do have needs coming through for those particular items. And no doubt over the next week to two to three, we'll start to get a better and probably more of a request in terms of things that whānau homes need to rebuild.
Where have the items been coming from already? Is it from the local community or are iwi organisations muscling up here, commercial businesses? Are they throwing some tautoko in through or to the community via the Pātaka?
Look, a mixture. Locals are definitely giving what they can. We have had some big injections from Hastings, from Auckland, from some of the bigger chains. The Red Cross, we've had the BAPS from Auckland. We've had an organisation, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but from Hastings. So we have had a handful of those bigger organisations that we would normally see in these types of events coming to the forefront. But I think it's also respectful to acknowledge that many have dipped into their reserves over the last couple of years as we start to see these climate change type events starting to be more frequent.
So how can we help? Is the call going out wide? I mean, we've got listeners predominantly in Tāmaki Makaurau. how might they be able to help our whānau in Wairoa?
I think it's more looking at some of the bigger, like the seeing look, any appliances, household appliances, bedding. It's winter, so that warm clothing chain, that bedding, those appliances coming through. Wairoa's a very resilient community. We believe that many of them will independently rebuild their homes to a livable standard. What we want to be doing is making that a healthy, livable standard. So those appliances coming through, and yeah, it's going to be those winter sort of essential needs that right at this immediate time. What else can we be looking at? Industrial, dehumidifiers, that type of stuff. But the bigger industrial type level where people can actually dry out their whole homes, and then also be able to bring themselves off the floor, off mattresses, things like that, put themselves on beds and that type of level of household goods, really. That household goods is what we're starting to see come through. And like I say, that is work in progress still as well. And there are still households that we need to touch down with, or those working within the community will continue to touch down with.
Thanks very much, Jordan. Most Māori whānau.
Yes. Oh,
talk with us about...
And Kai, sorry, Dale, just to jump in there. Kai and water is still a demand for these whānau. Kai, we've noticed that the kai and water that has been donated has been going out by Community Stand Up or directly to homes, because these households that have been affected are actually putting their resources into other areas. And so that support that we can offer in terms of kai and water has been a real lift up. It's been a real lift up for these homes because they've been able to put resources into other areas there. Their money into other areas, and also their attention into other areas with the small contribution of that.
Tēnā koe, and hats off, Jordan, to all who are behind the Wairoa Pātaka. Is it a kaupapa that's just been set up to acknowledge the emergency situation many whānau find themselves in, or is the Wairoa Pātaka, has it been operating for many years?
The Wairoa Pātaka previously was an initiative that was run by Wairoa and Tātou Tātou, so the Council, Civil Defence, and Tātou Tātou in the past. And Tātou Tātou still continue to respond to whānau in Wairoa. So the Wairoa Council, the Civil Defence Wairoa, as well as the support of our Māori wardens, are now continuing on that initiative, and so that's the history of the Pātaka. So the Pātaka will remain in place as they transition into recovery, then further sort of determination in terms of how long and what the role will be of the Pātaka in recovery will be something to be determined by the incoming recovery manager for Wairoa.
Tēnā koe. I've been speaking with Leon across time too, and he's done a great job of keeping us abreast of what's the most significant challenges for the community. What about insurance? And many of those whose houses were flooded will be Māori, our people, and I'm yes. picking some, sadly, will be uninsured. Is that the reality?
Yes, there will be a high number, and I can't. We can't actually put our finger on the exact numbers at this particular time, but there is a high number of our whānau that are definitely underinsured. So many of us don't insure ourselves to think that, or can afford to insure ourselves to think that we'll lose everything at once. So there will be a high number, and there is a high number currently that is showing underinsured, and there is definitely a percentage that are not insured. And as we, again, go through a number of these types of events, we're seeing premiums and everything increase for whānau households, so it's becoming more and more difficult. But that data is starting to come through now. There's been some initial data formulated in regards to the insured, underinsured and not insured, but I do believe that there is further work to be done in that space, but the numbers are high.
Tēnā koe, and thanks for keeping us informed of the challenges for our whānau living in Wairoa, and Ihoma. There is a number, if you know somebody, a business perhaps that you're associated with, you might go and talk to your manager and say, listen, could we help out here? The number to contact the Pātaka and Jordan is 0800 276 423. I'll repeat that, 0800 276 423. Let's do what we can to help our whanaunga down there in Wairoa who have been hammered by these weather events. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us, Jordan. Ngā mihi nui kā koe, te rangatira. Thanks.
Kā koe hoki. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan Muniata.